Brought to you by Big Comedy Network.
You're listening to Pillow Fight, a comedy and culture podcast hosted by me, Yamini Nambimadam. I've invited a guest or two to come and gossip like we're at a high school slumber party. We'll start off with a little game of Fuck, Marry, Kill, where the choices are buzzworthy moments in pop culture. Then we'll move into a couple rounds of Would You Rather based on world news. From there, we'll finish the night off with some juicy truth or dare. Feel free to grab a friend and play along in this Pillow Fight.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
Is yours made of goose?
We got feathers flying everywhere.
Mine's made of goose.
Pillow Fight, Pillow Fight.
This is so fun.
Pillow Fighting.
Why is this so fun?
Pillow Fight.
Today on Pillow Fight, I have Zoe Berger with me. She's a Renaissance woman and a connoisseur of art and culture. She graduated from USC this past spring and has endless entertaining stories to tell. Zoe and I met in high school and became close in our AP Lit class when I learned she had a secret burner phone at the young age of 17 to keep track of all her suitors on. If you want to keep up with her crazy adventures, follow her over on Instagram at Bowie Zerger. On this episode of Pillow Fight, we talk about fucking Pope Francis, airdropping porn, and spill all the tea on our enemies from high school.
Fuck. Marry. Kill. Fuck, marry, kill.
I love it.
So, for Fuck, Marry, Kill, number one, after 20 seasons and 14 years on air, Miss Kim Kardashian West herself took to Twitter to announce that the upcoming season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians will be the show's last. Number two, not too long ago, Pope Francis said that gossiping, not COVID, is the biggest plague facing us today. COVID has taken the lives of nearly a million people worldwide, so I personally am gonna need some data on that, but if I had as much power as he did and I found out someone left me out of a group chat, I would go public saying that too. Three, a gender reveal party started a fire, and not just in feminist discourse circles. California is having its annual fire period, and some couple decided that they were gonna announce what gender their baby was gonna be with a colorful pyrotechnics display, but it actually started a 100,000-acre fire. I don't know if you have a gray sky, but I have, like, an orange one right now. But at least we know they're having a baby boy, I found out today. So those are the three things. So Keeping Up with the Kardashians ending, Pope Francis saying gossiping is a plague worse than COVID, and gender reveal parties starting a fire. Fuck, marry, kill, what would you do?
Wow. I was, like, initially like, oh, Kim, kill. But I need a second. Wait a second. I'm sorry, gender reveal party, just because you gotta kill, dead, gone, yeah. Bye. Gender's dead. This is, yeah, like, so 2006, like, yeah, we're done. Fucking abolish gender reveals, kill them, stake them in the ground with a heart, like, stake their heart into the ground with a stake, whatever. The best thing out of that is Keeping Up with the Kardashians ending. I'm so sorry. So absolutely marry, and then fuck Pope Francis saying that gossip is the world's biggest plague, because I first of all would like to fuck Pope Francis. Oh my god, I'm gonna get, like, excommunicated from the church. Wait, I think I'm gonna get my what's the word, not my baptism, my communion revoked.
Oh my
shit,
god,
they're not gonna let me come up. I'm like, go up to the priest and be like, for communion, be like, give me communion, and he'll be like, I'll give you this dick.
Oh my god. That would be a good outcome, though, if you go to the Pope for communion and he says, no communion, but I'll give you the stick. That would be a good outcome.
I'll give you communion, but I'll give you the stick. I would freaking take that. I'd be like, see you in the confessional, baby.
That's the body of Christ, baby.
Damn, that'd be blessed.
Yeah.
So yeah, fuck Pope Francis. Also, fuck, did you, like, what? But also, I'm sure he didn't mean it. Pope Francis is kind of a G. I trust him. And then I would absolutely marry the Kardashians ending, because I'm tired of their reign over this world. I understand it. I'm just tired of it. I think we need some more, like, melanin in the people that we look up to.
Yeah. What is it about Pope Francis that is making you want to fuck him?
He's so fucking woke. As a pope?
Yeah, he is a woke pope.
He can get it. Like, he was straight up just like, I'm like, gonna hug poor people and not act like they're dirty. And from that like second onwards, I was like, you can get it. I don't like everything about him from the very beginning was like, I think the moment I realized that I wanted Pope Francis was when my mother expressed that she didn't want him to be the Pope. But I was like, I know it. This is it.
Rebelling against your parents by wanting to fuck the Pope. The popes have a lower standard than people. Like you were saying that it's when he said he wanted to be nice to poor people, you were like, that's a date for me.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't you expect that of like most people? Like,
most normal people to do that? Dude, no. I like fucked this 6'4 UPenn hot as fuck guy the other day.
Uh-huh.
And it was the worst experience of my life. He just kept telling me about like why Jeff Bezos wasn't a bad person.
No.
And it took everything in me to not just be like, get out.
No. I thought I hated Elon Musk stands, but Jeff Bezos stands are like a whole another ring of hell.
I know. They just like, they really exist in like a completely alternate universe where they just have zero social responsibility whatsoever.
Because they think like, they're going to be Jeff Bezos, you know? But it's like,
if you're Jeff Bezos, like, I don't want to talk to you. Like, get out.
People really think that they're going to be billionaires and that's why they forgive them. But it's like, you're closer to being way below poverty level than you are to being a billionaire.
Really?
And you're closer to being a millionaire than Jeff Bezos is to being a millionaire.
Yeah, so true.
That's so crazy. True. That's nutso, so nutso, nutso. Yeah. I'm wondering what Jeff Bezos' wife, ex-wife, is getting up to these days.
That's a, you know what, Yamini, that's something I have never thought about, and I guarantee you that will be keeping me up tonight as I sleep for the first time alone in many days. fuck. What is
because
she doing?
I saw that she was donating, like, all the money she got in the divorce, which I was like, okay, go off. But I want to know, like, is she, Jeff Bezos is ugly, and she's not. And I hope that
Wait,
she's,
I'm looking
like,
up right now.
I hope that she's, like, thriving and meeting sexy men and having many orgasms from them and donating her money and being a woke queen post Jeff Bezos. Like, I think that.
Ooh, yeah. Her freaking bio says she's an American novelist, billionaire, venture philanthropist. I don't know how billionaire and philanthropist can be the same sentence.
Yeah, they can't, but.
For her, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, at least she's starting to give money away, and I think that's a good step. We should encourage that kind of behavior from them.
Yeah, good for her.
Jeff Bezos is doing nothing.
Yeah, he's doing, like, net negative. Anyways, sorry. I'm like, we don't have to talk about him.
No.
Like, we have to. I'm so upset about, I'm still upset about that night a few nights ago with that fucking pen.
Yeah, no, that's a crazy.
Yeah, I was so not it. I, like, can't even begin to tell you.
He's
going to
scream Jeff Bezos' name while you're having sex.
No, literally.
Nasty.
Like, give it to me, Jeff.
Jeff, Daddy Jeff.
Dude, he probably, like, actually genuinely eats that shit up.
Ew.
Like, I'm not even, like, joking at all.
You know how, like, we always say, like, eat the rich and stuff?
Yeah.
None of them look particularly appetizing. Like, dry unseasoned meat, yeah. But, okay, keeping up with the Kardashians ending, I think, why is it still on air? Because they already publicize literally everything that goes on in their life as it's happening. Keeping Up with the Kardashians is, like, months behind, and when it airs, I'm like, I already knew all of this.
This is true. I know all of, like, the thing is, I was thinking about this today when I saw it all happening. I, like, we know all of the end results of what happens based on their drama, but what we don't get that we do get from the show, even though I was, like, ready for that to die, what we do get from the show are, like, all those fucking ridiculous quotes.
Yeah.
Like, we don't get those from, like, their Instas and, like, their, like, thinly veiled shade to other people. Like, the gnarly quotes of, like, Khloe to Kim all the time. And, like, the fights, like, the bag thing. Oh my god.
They fight like crazy. It's actually ridiculous.
I, like, don't know why they're still friends with each other. And
yeah,
also,
I mean,
wait, can we just, unrelated, but can we talk about Courtney for a second? Because what is she doing hanging with all these 20-year-olds?
I think it's one of the worst Kris Jenner PR moves of all time.
Mm-hmm. Genuinely. I don't know, like, why Kris is letting her do that.
So, Courtney is 41. Addison Rae's mom is also 41. And she's hanging out
with Addison Rae. She's just like, I saw something and Addison was like, oh yeah, like we just like really bond and like vibe and connect. And I'm like, literally over what? Like, yeah. You can't talk about pap smears or like your eggs dying or anything. Like,
she's not even 21. Like, she can't even like have a drink with Courtney. Like, you know?
Oh my God.
This is like, didn't she have like a thing with Justin Bieber at one point?
What?
Like, isn't she known for like being with little young baby boys?
I mean, she was with, what's his name, Eunice? Like, wasn't he younger?
Yeah, I think she's just, like,
I guess after Scott, baby. You just, like, try to go as far away from it as possible, right?
Yeah, I guess. That is the antithesis of Scott.
Yeah.
Okay, fuck, marry, kill, Kim, Courtney, Chloe.
Okay, honestly, marry Chloe, because I feel like she's such a ride or die. I feel like she's super loyal, such a good person, and also, like, roast the shit out of you. So yeah, absolutely marry Chloe. And then, oh my God, kill Courtney. I can't stand the sound of her voice. This sounds like so wrong. She's like a normal person. She like lives not that far away from me somewhere. She's
yeah,
like a normal human being that does not deserve to die. But if I had to kill someone, I would kill Courtney Kardashian.
No one killed in the game of fuck, marry, kill is killed in real life. I'll give that disclaimer to all the listeners, so you feel comfortable with what Zoe's doing right now.
I would kill her, and then I guess I would fuck, yeah, I'd fuck him just to see what it's like to be Ray J for a second. Is that misogynistic?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. I think I would marry Kim because I think she's a really good mom, and I feel like she's like really loyal, you know, and I feel like even if I was like going through some shit, she'd be there for me. Like, you can tell what's going on with Kanye. Like, she's not shading him right back. Like, she's putting on it in front.
She does take the higher road most of the time now.
She's not a petty queen anymore.
Yeah. Chloe's still kind of petty. She still like tweets some shade and shit. Yeah. And just like, you're like, aren't you like 40? Like,
yeah. Kim's a better bitch, not a bitter bitch these days. So I think I'd marry her. I think I'd fuck Chloe because I think she's like hot and fun. So I think it'd be fun. And yeah, I'd kill Courtney too. A girl on TikTok told me that I sound like her, and it was really hurtful. Like, I was sad for like a day after that.
Wait, who the fuck?
I don't know, like, just some teen. She was like, some teen sound just like a Kardashian, and I was like, which one? And she was like, Courtney. And I was like, I would have been fine with Kim or Chloe, Chris, even Kylie.
It could have even been Kylie, and I don't like Kylie's voice either. Like, did she mean to be insulting?
I think so, you know.
I wonder, she probably sounds like Courtney.
Yeah, maybe she does. Maybe she sounds like someone else scary. I don't know. Maybe she sounds like Scarlett Johansson.
So true. Her and her. And like, okay, but like, it did it for me, but it also didn't. Her voice has so much personality that it made me so into it. But it was also, it felt so close to you that it was like a little unsettling.
It's a haunting voice. She has a very haunting voice. It's like
you can literally hear it anywhere.
It's like you have fingers up your arms. Like, that's how her voice sounds.
I felt like she had her hand on my back the entire time she was talking.
Yeah. She's quite the character. I think that Scarlett Johansson was like a bot created by the government to get a pulse on like public opinion.
That's like a really hot take, but also I would believe it. But now all I can think about when I think about Scarlett Johansson is Colin Jost. And I don't know if that makes me less gay. Because like, if you think about Scarlett Johansson, you should just be like, oh yeah, Scarlett Johansson, like, let me get it. But then I'm like, I think of Scarlett Johansson and my brain automatically goes to Colin Jost.
I feel like that's okay.
Is it? I feel like, yeah, but I feel like I just reverted back into my 16-year-old straight self.
No, I think that's okay. Do you have other couples where you're like, the woman is way hotter and more interesting?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, Dua Lipa. Like, holy shit. Amazing. Yeah. Let me get it. Anwar, so whatever.
I think so Anwar's hot. I think they're both, like, so hot.
You think he's hot?
I think he's hot. Like, I think all the Hadids are hot, and I think all the Hadids date hot people, and I want to be
The Weeknd is hot?
Yeah.
I think The Weeknd's really not hot. His face doesn't do it for me.
I don't think it's his face. I think it's, like, his aura. You know?
Yeah, I mean, but his aura was always, like, I fuck bitches and do a lot of coke.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like kind of would want to date, but I would totally like hit that.
Nonetheless.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would like, I genuinely, like, if I got the option to fuck The Weeknd, I wouldn't.
Okay, that's fair.
But I feel like most people are down. I don't know. But there's also so many people I would fuck that most people don't.
Okay, a couple that I think the girl is way... Like, okay, I know they just broke up, but Joey King... Not Joey King. Zendaya and Jacob Elordi.
Yes.
Who gave a shit about him?
Wait. I loved Joey King and I loved Jacob Elordi and I loved them together. And I think I was like one of the only people for some reason, because like, I mean, Zendaya and like him were like, they're both objectively really attractive people. Yeah. Zendaya is obviously hotter because she's Zendaya.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I got kind of really fucked up when like Joey and Jacob broke up, which is weird because like, who gives a fuck? Like you were saying, no one gives a fuck, but apparently I did. I was just sitting over here. I think I like actually looked at one of those like Stan accounts like a few days ago with like Joey and Jacob. And I was like, damn, like those were the days. RIP, pour one out. And then I didn't know him and Zendaya broke up.
Yeah, I think they did. And he started dating Kaia Gerber. And the gossip is that he took her on a first date to the same place that he took Joey and Zendaya on their first dates. So he's a basic bitch. That's what we've learned in the last 2 days.
Where was the place?
I don't know. I didn't do enough research, but I know that that's what he did. And it's public. You can't be pulling the same moves when you're a celebrity.
Three people in a row. First of all, I'm sorry. Wait, Joey King is like, also, I think she's super baller. I think she's awesome.
Yeah.
And then Zendaya, who's fucking sick. Like, just Zendaya. And then Kaia Gerber, who's just objectively, like, beautiful and Cindy Crawford's daughter. He's just doing the same shit to all three of them in a row. Uh-huh. What is going on? I have been doing nothing besides rot. I swear to God, I stained my couch today with my tears. I didn't think you could stain something with tears because it's just water.
Why were you crying?
I stained it. I was just like, damn, I live alone. It really be like that. And I was crying all day.
Yeah. How is living alone?
So yeah, I mean, I get to keep my vibrator in my bed, which is cool.
That is nice. That sounds really nice. Fun.
Yeah, and I live so high up that, like, no one can see me from below. Not that that would change anything, but I walk around naked all the time. So, like I spend hours of my day, not just, like, in between changing or between things. Yeah. I'm, like, always naked.
Yeah. I totally really would do that if I lived alone, too.
Would you rather? Let's play a game of Would You Rather?
Okay, so we just talked about Keeping Up with the Kardashians and how Kourtney's hanging out with Addison Rae. In other Kardashian news, as you probably know, Khloe posted that Facetune selfie that's like very egregious, even though she's already so hot. But I guess hot people have problems too. So that poses the question, would you rather post a selfie so obviously doctored that laws are passed banning photo editing, or be so desperate for clout that you have to hang out with teeny boppers for Instagram followers?
Oh my God. That's actually such a good one because I can think of excuses for both of them. But if you just step back for even a second after hearing those excuses, you know they're excuses. Like you could be like, oh yeah, like I'm hanging out with teeny boppers because like she's fun and she makes me feel young again or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you step back for a second, it's just like, no, you're just clout chasing. And then I could say like, oh, I just, everyone gets insecure about their body, like, or their face or whatever. But then you just step back for a second and be like, you're fucking Kardashian. Like you already had IRL Facetune with all the plastic surgery.
Yeah.
So fuck, that's actually so, which one would you do?
I think I would hang out with little kids for clout. Because I think I could spin it being like, no, I'm not hanging out with them for clout. Like I'm giving them clout.
Oh, for sure, because you already made it. That's actually really true.
And it could be like, I don't know, you're doing charity work.
It's charity work. It's for the children.
Yeah.
I actually think that I would probably also hang out with the little kids because I feel like they would probably be more active and run around more, and I need any excuse to get more cardio in.
Yeah. I think it would be, like, kind of fun.
Yeah. I probably feel like... Thing is, do you feel like you would feel a lot older or a lot younger? I feel like I would just be like, after it, I would just be like extra creaky, you know?
I think that if I got along with them, I would feel, it would make me feel younger.
Mm-hmm.
But not if like I didn't understand what they were saying and like I didn't get their references and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I think the Kardashians are pretty good at like staying really up to date with everything.
Yeah. And like they create trends. They are pop culture. Like
So true.
So they're not behind. But I think the thing with the selfie is, like, I don't even think what would bother me is that the laws are passed. Just, like, people constantly commenting on me not looking like that and then, like, questioning everything about me. It creates a chain of events that are not set up for success.
I agree. You're right there. And then they start to question everything else about you. You're completely mm-hmm. right.
Like, all they're going to do if I hang out with 20-year-olds and I'm 41 is just tease me.
Yeah. And you know? It's like I get teased by my 20-year-old friends anyway, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give some 20-year-olds some more clout. So good for me for helping them.
So true. I honestly think a charity spin would be really good.
Yeah. I feel like I'm investing in young talent.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Addison Rae is your charity.
Wait. Oh my God. I'm just thinking, like, if you would, like, tag yourself as a charity. What would you be if you tag yourself as a charity?
As a charity?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd be, like, some kind of fun, like, give art to, like, at-risk teens and, like, save their lives by giving them art.
I could see that for you. I could see me as being, like, one of the ones that, like, supports, it sounds so bad, supports, like, arts programs in, like, public schools, mm-hmm. for example, but they're just always struggling for money and always underfunded. They're, like, nonprofit, not even yeah. a program that yeah. helps. And then they just, like, don't actually get to do much, or they, like, come in with, like, one triangle as their instrument.
That's
like,
so that's sad. Why would you say that?
I feel like I just come into every situation with, like, very limited assets that I can offer.
That's totally not true. You're a star. You're
begging for donations.
You're so good at everything. You're, like, a style icon. You're, like, an artist, photographer.
I wish.
you're the muse of all of Los Angeles.
Yeah, except she's spending tonight alone. It is of her own volition, though.
It's okay to spend the night alone. There's a pandemic.
So long, Yamini, because I was living with my friend
uh-huh.
forever during the pandemic, but we would both be really sexually frustrated because, like, we were not hooking up with anyone and we were just spending all of our time together. So we would, like, leave the room to go jack off, but then we would, like, airdrop each other the links to the Pornhub stuff that we were watching from the other room.
No,
so I'd be in the bathroom next to him, and I'd text him and I'd be like, can you airdrop me whatever you're watching right now?
Oh,
and then
God.
He would drop it to me in the bathroom, and then we would just go about our business.
This is, like, digitally intimate.
He and I are very close.
That's crazy. You just, like, shared porn.
Ah! Yeah. But I did convince him to buy a pocket pussy. But he couldn't use it because he couldn't get over the fact that it was cold.
That it was cold?
Yeah. That it was, like, not a warm body. Like, it was.
Oh. Maybe he could get, like, heating lube and put it in
there.
That's
what I said. I was like, microwave it?
Yeah. I feel like that might not go well.
Probably not. But I was like, you got options. And he was just like, it's too cold for me. And
like put it in a sunny part of the house.
Maybe just do it when he's really hot so it's actually kind of refreshing.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a cold cold wet drink for your dick. Like,
this cold ass pussy.
I don't have a penis, but that sounds really good.
Like, a tall glass of water for your dick.
Lovely. Like, you know, on a really hot day when you have a lemonade and you're like, this is so refreshing. Yes.
Yeah.
We should invent this.
Clean after too. It exists. It's a pocket pussy.
Yeah, cold. But like we should rebrand it and like market it for
as a cap, a cold ass pussy.
I hate my laugh though. That's something that was really indoctrinated in me as a child, and I have never gotten over it.
Literally, what is wrong with your laugh?
I don't know. It's like witchy. It's like ha 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 ha. You know.
That's funny. Whenever I don't see it, but I understand.
Whenever I watch like a Snapchat or something that I'm in the background of laughing, I like I'm mortified.
I don't like it's not bad. I would tell you.
Yeah, I don't think it is bad in reality, but like as a child, I was made fun of
like in you.
So much that it's like
who the fuck made fun of you for it? I probably know them.
I don't even know though. Like I don't remember.
You think of them.
One of the people for sure, this is not going in the podcast, was totally
Oh my God. Well, okay, let me just say, are you friends with her? No. He has never said a word to me, but gave me the bitchiest looks at all times.
She's not nice.
She doesn't seem nice.
She would always give me like compliments.
She seems like she's like cooler than you. Compliment insults.
Yeah, she'd always give those to me.
Can we just have a podcast where we talk about people from high school?
Yeah. Bleep out their names, but like talk about them. Yeah, I think I'm going to leave this part in, but bleep out her name because I think it's fun gossip. But she once told me, she was like, I just really admire people who can like be themselves at all times. Like, even if they're weird, even if they're like not that cool. And she's like you, Yamini, like you're so self-aware. Like, you know yourself, like you are yourself. And I was like, thank you.
Not that cool. That is a compliment insult. Damn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I don't know. She's a weird character. I don't like my laugh because of it. But it's like the weird, it's weird because I have like built a brand off of like being a person that elicits laughter.
I guess you like maybe took it back from her and snapped that in the Z formation or whatever.
Yeah, I'd want to hear other laughs instead of having to laugh myself, I think is what.
Well, who's getting the laughs now? You. So there it is.
Yeah. I haven't heard from her. I don't know what she's doing.
I don't
know. He's not recording a podcast with the Zoe Berger right now, so.
Thank God for everyone involved.
I'm imagining it right now, actually, and it would be
her and me.
So uncomfortable.
I think I would just be like, hi, and she'd be like, hey, and that would be the podcast.
You'd make a joke about being like the biggest whore in LA, and she'd be like, she'd run with it, and she'd be like, so you're a whore.
Disclaimer, I'm not an actual whore.
The fact that I have to say that,
no shade at all.
No,
I'd be making so much more money. Yeah. Holy shit, can we talk about how underpaid I am right now and how like much better I would be doing if I was a whore? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Fuck. I shouldn't have started thinking about that.
OnlyFans is like really cool to me. I think it's like the future. I think like Pornhub and stuff are like, they are bad. Like, they're like not giving the people in the porn as much like control over what's being made as they should have. But OnlyFans is like, people get to like make their own stuff, like have their own audience, like
totally
grab their own bag.
It democratizes a lot of the content as well. Remember Big Dick?
No, but I love that you call him that.
He's called Big Dick because I like to explain it as when you're sitting on like a kitchen stool and your feet are dangling a little off the ground.
Yeah.
It's like that when you're riding him. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I feel like what you explained is like, you know those rides at theme parks where like they go up and down? And like you're lifted off the ground. That's what I feel like riding him would be like.
Yeah, you just like get on top and then he just like moves a tiny bit and you're like elevated. you scream on the way up or the way down?
The way down.
Yeah,
because the way down is
big.
Because the way down is also like,
too. I'd be like, what a relief, it's gone. And then it would be like, oh, just kidding, it's back in me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you scream. I think on the rides you scream and it's going down, but this is a little bit different mechanics than the rides.
Mm-hmm.
But you get a little lightheaded at times, you know.
Can we do a Venn diagram with those rides and Big Dick?
And those like rides,
all the things are in the middle.
Those rides, you're falling really fast. In the middle, there's like up and down motion. There's adrenaline. You get lightheaded, Big Dick. There's screams on the way up and the way down.
Okay. Wait, I'm going to keep this going. This is funny. More. On those rides, I'm trying to think of more differences and similarities.
Okay. On those rides, there are a lot of people hired to make sure everything goes smoothly and safely.
With Big Dick, it's a two-person crew.
Yeah. And you got to trust that he's taking care of his shit.
And that he's trained and has health insurance.
And the responsibility is also on you to be safe yourself.
This is absolutely true. There's no workers' comp complaints
but
in that
both
department.
Of you in the middle, there's a risk that something bad could happen in there.
There's a risk that someone could get seriously hurt.
Seriously hurt, serious consequences. Someone could be suing someone.
Yeah, absolutely. With a dick that big.
How big was it? How big was it?
Dude, like as long as my head.
Okay, that's long. That's a
and
long
then
dick.
Like it's the biggest dick I've ever seen, and I've seen some big dicks. And then like this
okay
dick,
girthy,
which is like
that's a good cheek.
To give you
that's a glass
to give you perspective.
That's a glass on your glasses. Oh my god!
Literally the glass on my glasses, but inside me.
Oh my god! If you guys can't see this, but literally it's the girth of one of her glasses lenses, which are significantly large glasses.
Pretty wide. They're oversized glasses. They're not like little Asian kid glasses. They're like big Asian kid glasses. I can say that
you
I'm
are
Asian.
A big Asian kid.
Big Asian kid. Fuck off. Yeah. Size of one of my glasses. Absolutely. It literally exactly is.
Wow.
Yeah. Big dick can get it. I think he's coming to stay with me actually next week.
Whoa. You're going to go on that ride.
Do my Kegels before he comes.
Ooh.
And probably rest a lot.
Have you ever done one of those things that's like you put a thing up your vagina and you like squeeze it up and in?
I've like wanted to because don't they have those like eggs and those stones that you can do it with? I've seen someone do, not in person, like on a video, those weights where there's like something inside and then the string and then a weight.
Yes.
That sounds really fun because I do Kegels all the time. Like, because it's just kind of like,
yeah. And see, I really like working out, and I think like I've got every body part covered except for my pelvic floor. So, and like I like to lift, and I feel like that is the equivalent of lifting, right?
I would split a weightlifting package with you if you wanted to get like those stones. We could like split them. I would take the smaller ones because I'm not as active as you are.
But I'm not as active
as I am.
As you are.
Dude, this makes me sound like such a whore, though. The first time I had sex in like 8 months was yesterday.
You're not. You are whatever you want to be. And as much sex as you want to have. That's how it should be.
Thank you. I want to be having a lot more than I'm having right now.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. It's crazy. Okay, I'm going to do my second would you rather.
Okay.
So we've got two old men in the presidential race, and I know for a fact that I'll be voting for Biden, the lesser of two evils, but between their kids, Ivanka Trump and Hunter Biden, who would you rather hang out with for a day and why?
Hunter Biden. It's just the name. I can't get over it. Also, like, if you put, like, Tiffany Trump in there, maybe I would probably choose her over Hunter. But I was hanging out with that UPenn guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was giving me all this dirt on how much coke Tiffany Trump and Hunter Biden's daughter, I forgot whatever her name is, would do in front of their Secret Service agents and like just not give like a flying fuck about it. And he was like, we were having this conversation like literally 24 hours ago, like right over there on my bed.
Yeah.
And he was just telling me all the shit about like how like crazy they were. Yeah. He was telling me about how they were like at Doheny, like one of the clubs in LA. And Tiffany goes to like all the boys, like the guy was he included, and it was like, do you guys want to like do some blow? And I like don't even know how to say it because I've never done it. So I'm just like, do some blow like a fucking narc. But she's like, whatever, you want to go to the bathroom? And they're like, yeah, okay. So the Secret Service agents clear them a line and they go straight to the boys' bathroom, which I thought was really funny. Like Tiffany went to the Secret Service agents, was like, I'm gonna go to the bathroom, and they just like went automatically straight to the boys' bathroom, which I thought was super, super funny.
Yeah.
And then like cleared it all out, like just knocked on the door, and they were like, everybody get out, and then everyone got out, and then they all just went in and like did a
bunch of work. Isn't it crazy though that they're like living like that, and Malia Obama got like castrated for like
totally
one hit of a joint.
Totally.
It's so crazy.
Was it Jay or a J?
It was a J, I think.
Damn, the poor fucking girl.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She's just living her normal life. Like, I don't know, cut her a break. But
I know. She deserves so much.
I think I would have to pick Ivanka Trump just because like I think if it was like Tiffany, if it was Joe Biden's granddaughter, I might pick her. But I think between Ivanka and Hunter, I think I would feel more comfortable with Ivanka than Hunter. And I also think, like,
yeah, that's fair.
We could, like, go shopping and, like, do something really glamorous, and I could deal with it for a day, you know? I think they're both bad options.
Yeah, I don't think I would have a particularly good time either way, but I'd be down for the granddaughter. I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think Tiffany Trump and the granddaughter, you and I, that's a fun night.
Damn, that actually would be so much. That would, I think, equate to that one night we had in LA where, remember, I like drank so much and was like, we're either going to have an incredible night or a terrible night. And then we had a terrible night.
It was like fun and bad, you know? Like,
yeah, it was exactly what I asked for.
Yeah. And I remember we went to the boys' bathroom and you all finished peeing. But then while I was peeing, a bunch of boys came in and they were like, show us your dick. And I was like, fuck off. They were like, show us your dick. And I was like, I don't have one. And it doesn't fucking matter. And then I like ran out of the bathroom because I was scared of them. But
men are so awful. But also, like, they could have walked. I'm sorry. Like, that's the first line they chose. They like walked into the girls' bathroom, saw like a hot chick peeing. And all I could say was, show us your dick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they could have just
it
been.
It sucks,
like,
though, because I feel bad for people who like actually do feel unsafe using the bathroom that they.
Mm-hmm.
Need to use, and I got to laugh at that, but not
like,
everyone
so many
gets
people,
to.
Like, get killed for it.
Yeah. Probably. So.
Yeah.
Shitty. Oh, that's a somber thought.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to workshop a would you rather here. Okay, so would you rather be like Jacob Elordi and have the whole world know that you took the same three girl or took three girls to the same three first date spots? Or would you rather be one of the girls taken to one of the three first dates with us?
They're like pretty equal, honestly.
Yeah.
I'd probably be one of the girls because something in it worked. Something at the date spot worked for them. Like that's gotta be a magical date spot. Or like some magical dick.
See, conversely, I think I would be Jacob because I know it works. And I can use that to, like, score a chick I want anytime.
That's a really good point. I think we both have really good reasons.
Yeah, I think we're both very right here. And
I think we should go on his first date place.
We should.
Go there.
We should.
Go on the first date
Let's find out what it is and hang out there when we can.
That would be fun. Let me find it, and then we'll do it.
Yeah, that's going to be our post-COVID hangout plan.
Cute.
I'm very excited for us.
Truth or dare?
Okay. Truth or dare, Zoe?
Truth.
Have you ever kissed a Trump supporter?
Yes.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
Oh my god. There's so much tea here, Yamini. There is so much tea. Yamini, I fucked him on his boat in the south of France.
Okay, what? Who is he and how?
Not even from America. He like isn't even allowed to be a Trump supporter. He's just a fucking Tory, and it's like the Conservative Party in England.
Yeah,
yeah. It's so I like grew up with him, and I don't know. We like stargazed for a little on his boat, and then I fucked him. Like there's not much else there. Okay. But the tea here is that, I was actually gonna go back out to the south of France. Like last week, literally a week ago, he FaceTimes me whenever he's drunk. So he called me and then was like, just like saying all this dirty shit about like how much he wanted to be with me and like how like he would fuck me sideways and all this stuff. And I've known this kid since we were literal babies in diapers. Mm-hmm. I have photos of us like sitting in sinks together as children and like chasing each other around the garden and like growing up together in England. And like, just like his dad and my dad have been best friends for like 55 years or something. Like they went to boarding school together since they were 9. Like we're like, it's weird because I call his dad my uncle because we're
so, that's
so close.
The closest you'll get to fucking your cousin.
To fucking my cousin. Exactly. Yeah. And then he was trying to get me to come out to France where he is right now. And he was like, hey, like if you leave in like 2 days, you can be here and do your entire quarantine here. And then we can go back to England together and like fall fuck you sideways there. Right. So I'm looking at flights. I have like flights in my cart. My dad helps me like find flights. He's like, oh great. You're going to go see like Richard. You guys will have a great time. Like, oh, it's family. It'll be great. Or not family, but like as close to family as you can get. And I'm like about to buy these flights. And then he sends me this text. I'm going to read it to you because it's absurd. He sends me this text in the morning.
I'm scared.
You should be. And he says, sorry, I was like, I found a flight. Like, let me know if it works. I'll book it. I'll be leaving in a day, so I need to know ASAP. And he's like, hey, sorry for the delay. Just have been trying to figure out logistics. My girlfriend is coming out on the 2nd, and after being on the phone to her, I'm not sure if she'd be comfortable. Really annoying, I know. Bit of a fuck up. And I literally go, you didn't tell me you had a girlfriend. And he goes, yeah, how's dating been in lockdown? And
oh my God.
And then I tried to call him so I can chew out his ass.
Oh my God.
And he's like, sorry, I'm at lunch with friends. Can I call you later? And I'm like, no. And then I roast the living shit out of him. And then he's like, I really want to clear things up. Can we talk later? And I was like, no, if you can't step away from your friends for 2 seconds to talk about something that's kind of important, then I'm not going to make time for you to like explain whatever fucking bullshit excuse you have to me later.
That's
and then
crazy.
He was like, well, he was like, whatever, I'll try to call you later. I hope you pick up. And then he never calls.
That's literally crazy. He didn't even try to hide.
Mm-mm. He was like, he literally, when we were on the phone, he was like talking dirty to me and he was like, yeah, I broke up with this girl a few weeks ago. Like, it just like wasn't working.
Oh my God.
And then talking dirty to me. Right. And then he sends me this text, like my girlfriend wouldn't be comfortable with having you here. God. And I'm like, what the actual fuck is going through your brain?
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you didn't go.
Yeah. I'm really glad I didn't go too either.
Yeah.
But yeah. So I have kissed a Trump supporter.
Okay. Wow.
Hate to hear it.
That's have a you? Crazy story. I have not. I've kissed Republicans for sure, but I don't think I've kissed a Trump supporter. Not that I know of, at least.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like there's so many Trump supporters, but then again, I think I just went to USC.
Yeah. I mean, I think that like in college at least, like I had a presence that was known to be not conducive to Trump supporters. Like,
yeah. They're not their target demographic.
Yeah, they don't come to me. I don't go looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely hooked up with Republicans, though. I was once hooking up with this guy, and as he was leaving my apartment, he, like, dropped it on me that he's pro-life, and I was like, okay, you're never entering me after this.
But did he use a condom?
We didn't have sex. We just, like, made out.
Oh, good.
So.
Happens.
Yeah. Pretty, that's like my worst story, to be honest, but yeah, not that I know of. Like, there could be someone out there who is a Trump supporter that I don't know about, but.
Okay, so yeah, I'm truth or dare.
I think I'll do a dare.
Okay, text someone you don't like a really fucking nice compliment and read it aloud. Can you text?
No, no. That's two blasts from the past. That's two blasts from the past.
No, genuinely, can you please?
Okay, she's never gonna listen to this, right? Like, I can.
Literally, why?
She unfollowed me on Instagram, so why would you DM?
She would literally never listen to this.
Yeah, okay. So I have our Facebook pulled up, our Facebook chat. I don't have her number anymore. Okay, our last conversation was about calculus. Okay, what should I say?
A really nice,
like, what's something I can say after years of not talking to her?
Wait, so the thing that you remember her saying to you is that she thinks that you're cool for being so you, even though you're not that cool. So
yeah.
You should just be like, hey, I just want to let you know, I've been thinking about you lately. I think you're super fucking cool. And just leave it there.
Okay. Okay. Long time no talk. Oh my God. Was thinking about you randomly today.
No. It's gotta be weirder. It's gotta be weirder, Yami. You gotta take out the randomly. I was thinking about you today.
Okay, fine. I was thinking about you today and I just thought about how cool and confident you are.
And so unapologetically you.
And so unapologetically you. Okay, I'll read it to you. Hey, long time no talk. I was just thinking about you today and I just thought about how cool and confident you are. And so unapologetically you. Should I say keep it up?
Yes, say keep it up. And no emojis or anything.
Okay. Okay.
That's really funny.
Okay.
I sent it.
I can't look at it. I can't look.
That's really funny. Okay. If it makes you feel any better, my mom peer pressured me last week into DMing my ex-boyfriend's ex-girlfriend because I saw that they broke up because I was like looking at her Instagram. And I was like, oh mom, look, they broke up. Who's the girl he dated after me? And she was like, oh my god, you should text him and ask why they broke up. Text her and ask why they broke up. She was like, call her. And I was like, I don't have her fucking number. And then she was like, okay, well then like DM her. And I was like, honestly, fuck it, why not? So I did. And then she replied to me today and she was like, why did you ask? I think, sorry.
I think we should normalize girls who dated the same people being friends.
Yes.
Because I think there's like a lot of shared experiences there that like you could really bond over and unpack.
Totally. There's also totally shared experience, shared interest. Obviously.
Yeah.
She and I have like a very similar vibe. I'll show you her. Like we look pretty similar. I feel like our vibes are the same, except she smokes cigs and I don't. I think we should be friends though.
Yeah. Okay. Truth or dare again.
Ooh. Okay, dare.
Okay.
Oh no.
All the last person you slept with, and either if they pick up, do this, or if you have to leave them a voicemail, do it, and sing like a refrain from Firework by Katy Perry to them.
Oh my god, okay.
I just messaged. So.
The last person I slept with was this morning. Wait, I have to sing Firework?
Mm hmm. By Katy Perry, and put them on speaker, put the phone on speaker. Whatever part of Firework you want, or any other Katy Perry song, to be honest, but I think that's an iconic. Katy Perry song?
I want it to be, like, a little bit, like, relevant, you know?
Maybe Teenage Dream?
Oh, okay, wait, let me look up
that's the lyrics. That's a sexy song. When I first listened to Teenage Dream as, like, a kid, I think that was the first time I felt lust.
Oh, same.
Like, that was a hot song.
Okay, I'm just gonna read it. Should I sing it or read it?
I think
you should sing it. Oh my god. I'm getting such complications right now. You think I'm pretty without any makeup on. You think I'm funny when I tell the punchline wrong. I know you get me, so I'll let my walls come down. Down. Okay, hang up.
Okay, that was brilliant. Oh my God. I was dancing along. That was gorgeous.
I put it into that. Like I actually like put my brain into
it. Yeah, I really liked that. That was fun.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
What celebrity couple would you have a threesome with?
Okay, right now I would have to say Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly, because I don't know why. To me, that's like, how are two people allowed to be just like so randomly hot together? You know?
They're like, both very randomly hot, yeah.
I don't think Megan Fox is randomly hot. I think Megan Fox is hot in a very hot way. Machine Gun Kelly is
I think she's randomly hot because of her thumbs.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. But her face is, like, just classically hot.
Yeah.
But Machine Gun Kelly is, like, so randomly hot. And them together, for some reason, I don't know what it is, but I, like, know that it's, like, hot.
Wait, aren't they both, like, way taller than you?
Sure.
Because now I'm just thinking about logistics. Because, like... Sure.
I think...
Because I'm just thinking, like, what? You could be, like, on top of her... Right? And then, like, he's fucking you from behind.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to be, like, either, like, your face would be at her boob, or he wouldn't be able to fuck you. You know what I mean?
I think I'd be fine with my face being at her boob. I like boobs.
Yeah, that's actually fine. You would get a face full of tit. That's fine. Yeah. Megan Fox's tit. Like, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just, like, a little bit concerned about, like, height differences for a second.
No, I think it's okay. I've... I've struggled with worse, so I think that would be my choice. Okay, we'll move on from that. We'll do one last round.
Okay.
Truth or dare?
Truth.
Okay, what's the most unsanitary thing you've done since COVID began?
Oh my god. Fuck that dude that I had just met. Oh, honestly, no, it's not even. The most unsanitary thing I've done is probably kiss this guy that I had just met on Hinge.
Mm-hmm.
And like, we were like working together and we were having a really good time. This was yesterday. And we were like, he's a stylist, and we were just like sitting together at like my little kitchen table, like working. And he's like pretty hot and like a little queer, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Man. Yeah, seriously. Has like such great energy, really fun. But like we were talking, this was like after we had kissed, and like we had like already made out at this point, and we were like somehow like brought up the topic of like condoms or something, and he's like, oh yeah, like we don't need to use those. And then I was like, holy shit, if that's how you feel about condoms, like I'm never not like, I need two now,
yeah,
to have sex with you.
Yeah.
Like, holy, like, could you imagine like what he's doing with his like other time? He also is like the type to definitely have like a warrant out for him somewhere. In Nebraska, maybe, like a little stressful, like dropped out of high school, did get his GED, but dropped out of high school. Like, I thought he had like a little bit of a grill when I first met him, but he didn't. His teeth are just a little fucked. But he's really hot anyways, but I still made out with him.
Yeah.
And I might fuck him anyways, because he like picked me up in this really hot way. he picked me up, you know, when he like puts his hands under your ass and you're like wrapped around him, but you're like way higher than him. It's like, it was really hot, and I was just like, damn, you can just do that. But I'm gonna use literally like two condoms because I cannot trust that.
Two condoms though is worse than what is worse.
Yeah, it breaks. I won't. Yeah. Can you use like, you probably can't use a female one and a male one, right?
No, you can't.
Okay, I guess I'll just like put on, honestly, maybe I won't fuck him. I was like a little stressed out.
Maybe just like do oral.
Yeah, but then like there's no protection there.
Right. Okay, maybe just use hands.
Make him wash them first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that. I just, like, want to raid his closet. He got these really hot Prada shoes I want to try on. But
what's
his
shoe size?
I have no idea, but I'll fucking, I don't care if they're bigger. They're fucking fire. I'll, like, stuff his shoes in them. But, yeah, that's probably the most unsanitary thing. What about you?
Honestly, not much. Like, I've been, like, really good. I think it's my classic most unsanitary thing that I always do, which is at night when I'm, like, firmly in bed and I'm, like, tucked away for the night and I have a booger and I pick it and I put it behind the headboard.
Oh, I do that all the time.
Yeah, that's my most unsanitary thing. But that's not new to COVID. But, like, during COVID, it's my most unsanitary thing.
Yes.
Know? If that makes sense.
What was the most unsanitary thing you've done, like, right before COVID?
Sometimes I would shit and not wash my hands after. It's pretty gross.
I love that you have a podcast.
It's pretty gross. I shit a lot. I have IBS. I would say I poop like 3 times a day on average.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
It is a lot.
Wow.
But so sometimes like just doing the full hand wash routine would get toxic. But after COVID, I started thoroughly wash my hands after every time I poop because it's too gross.
Not it. Okay, wait, I have a truth or dare for you then.
Okay.
Okay, truth or dare.
Dare.
Okay. Do a celebrity impersonation. Who do I want you to do? I want you. Ooh. Can you give me Ariana speaking and singing?
Ariana Grande?
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I'm Ariana Grande. And you're listening to Kiss FM, my new song with Lady Gaga, Rain On Me. I love her, Lady Gaga. We are beautiful artists together, creating music.
I'm sorry, I could not stay silent during that.
No.
Okay, I like really appreciate your dedication like so much. Okay, now singing.
What
it.
Song should I do? I just want you to come with me. When I'm never with me. No tears left to cry. Picking it up. I'm living. I'm picking it up. I cannot do it. She sings way too high for me. I sang in the male choir section in high school, okay? I cannot do it. That was so horrible. With that, I think we can wrap up this podcast. It's been really fun chatting with you all about the gossip of the world and also the gossip of your life. And I want to know how he responds to that voicemail. And I want to stay updated on all this tea, but is there anything you want me to plug on the way out?
No, just like, please don't think I am sexually reckless, because I am, but my therapist can't know.
And your therapist isn't listening to this podcast.
Knowing me, I would send her the link. I'd be like, here, instead of our session today, just listen to this so that you can like be kept up to speed. I don't want to tell you twice because it's a very Capricorn thing to do. But no, nothing to plug.
Thanks so much for joining our pillow fight. See you next time. Pillowfight is a production by me, Yamini Nambimadam, with music by Greer Baxter. Thanks for listening.
Follow Big Comedy on social media at I Love Big Comedy.